In the past week, Republican incumbent Matt Gaetz and his Democratic opponent, Jennifer Zimmerman, have been energized by their respective parties' efforts to get out the vote in the statewide races. Speaking Saturday, prior to President Trump's Pensacola rally for Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis, Gaetz took some of the credit for making it happen.
We said, we need you in Orlando, in Miami, in Tampa, in Southwest Florida. He said, Matt, I will go anywhere you want me to, as long as I can also come to Pensacola.
Everybody.
This is for you, man.
Go vote, everybody.
On Wednesday of last week, Zimmerman appeared at two campaign rallies by Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum.
And let's get this good doctor to the house.
Their final full week on the campaign trail began with an appearance by both on WSRE-TV's Rally 2018 Candidate Forum. This was an opportunity to share their views on the issues in the congressional race by answering questions prepared by the local chapters of the League of Women Voters. Their differences are starkest when it comes to health care and immigration. Specifically, the candidates were asked what they would propose to address the issue of the Dreamers. Zimmerman has the unique perspective of being a naturalized U.S. citizen who legally immigrated from the Philippines. For the Dreamers, she wants to create a path to citizenship without compromising border security.
So let's just face the fact. They're here. They've contributed to society. Contrary to what the right says, they're not all evil and commit crimes. They've actually been in our military, in our schools, in our hospitals, our teachers.
Gaetz offered little sympathy for the situation. He believes accommodating the Dreamers would create an incentive for even more people to bring their children to the U.S. illegally. His position on the issue mirrors that of President Trump.
The appropriate immigration policy is to build a wall, to enact E-Verify, to get rid of sanctuary cities. And until those things are done, I do not support any amnesty of any kind because it sends the wrong message.
The candidates are also in step with their party position on the Affordable Care Act, which, under President Trump, has lost about 90% of its federal funding for outreach, including health navigators. Referred to as Obamacare, Gaetz called the nation's health care law a disaster.
We've been so focused on who's got health care insurance that we haven't focused on the actual cost of health care. My plan calls for allowing people to buy insurance across state lines. That'll make access more affordable. And also, we've got to chisel away at the hospital industrial complex that has it where, you know, an Advil can cost $200.
Zimmerman, reminding her opponent that she's a pediatrician, explained that health care costs are up in part because some individuals are still being forced to use the emergency room as a primary option for care.
So the hospitals who do not get adequate funding for that because people come in droves with no insurance. Therefore, they have to spend a lot more on uncompensated care. Who pays for that? It's not free. All of us taxpayers. Also, if you sue to undermine the protections for those with pre-existing conditions, you undermine and cut off the legs of the Affordable Care Act. I'm sorry, it has helped 23 million people with pre-existing conditions.
One of the few issues that Gaetz and Zimmerman agree on is offshore drilling, with both in opposition because of the threat that oil drilling poses to the mission of the military in the region. In this race for Florida's 1st District seat in Congress, incumbent Matt Gaetz has an advantage by just about every measure. He's a Republican in this very conservative part of the state. He has name recognition, and he's raised the most campaign funds by far, totaling over $1.1 million. By comparison, Jennifer Zimmerman has raised just over $54,000. But she's not deterred, saying you cannot discount those intangible factors that led her to a surprise victory in the primary.
No one took my campaign seriously because not only was I late into the game, I had the least amount of money raised, and I was the only female. And yet I won 60% of the votes.
Specifically, she says people are overlooking the strong relationships she's built over the nearly two decades that she's lived and worked in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties. If Zimmerman is to have a chance of becoming the first Democrat in a while and the first woman ever to represent this area in Congress, she'll need those relationships to translate into a lot of votes. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.